Well, good evening, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. I may have said that twice. This is Nancy Ryan, your host of Ryan Rocks It Asbury Park Style. I'm really happy to be with you all tonight, and I'm looking forward to talking about some really fun things regarding winter. Tonight, the topic of my talk is Winter Wonderland Memories. I have to make sure I don't talk away from the microphone, stay focused on the microphone. But many of you know me as Nancy Ryan from as a singer, songwriter, guitar player from Asbury Park, New Jersey. And I have a CD out, Ryan Rocks. Well, what happened with me is that I started doing some interviewing, and actually my first live interview about my music was several years ago. And from my very first interview, I knew that I wanted to do broadcasting. I wanted to get into talking, you know, on the radio. And so I started the show, and I was going to have guests come to my home and do the show. And then I was offered to do my show with several different internet radio stations. And I'm very happy to say that I went with Hamilton Radio, www.hamiltonradio.net. And I will be doing my third show with them on the 14th on Valentine's Day. And my guest will be none other than Vinny Lopez, Mad Dog. He will be coming out, and I'm so excited. He's been a good friend of mine for a long time, and it's going to be a great show. So let's get to the topic of tonight. And let me just tell, for those that, you know, have never heard this show before, I'll tell you what the show is about. This show is about childhood memories, and as I was thinking about some of my childhood memories that were really fond, it did something to me. It just was like, gave me instant endorphins, the kind that you get if you are in love, if you are excited about doing something new. Well, for me, it would be opening a new box of dark chocolates. That's probably what got me really excited about doing this show, because as I am not a child any longer, I am quite the contrary, I want to remain childlike. And I remember my favorite song growing up was, I was kind of a rebel and I guess belligerent to say that my song was, I won't grow up, I won't grow up, I don't want to go to school, whatever. And that's the absolute truth. I just really wanted to have fun, like the girls just want to have fun. That was me. I just wanted to have fun. So I hope that we can have some fun tonight. I know that I will, and I hope you will. The show now that I'm doing is with Blog Talk Radio. And when I was offered to go with Hamilton Radio, I thought, well, I committed to doing Blog Talk Radio, and I don't want to really just, you know, stop doing this. I want to take advantage of having my half an hour show, and I'll just make it a solo show. And it happened right after Sandy, and so I did a four episode series on Sandy, and now I'm just going to do whatever, like, it suits my fancy. And when I heard that we were going to have a lot of snow, I started thinking about what I enjoyed doing when I was a youngster, and when I'm thinking about even the night before, you know, when I was in grammar school, and the night before a storm, we would have the radio on, WJLK. I mean, I think it's the same radio station in Asbury Park, and we would be listening for all the news about whether we would be able to stay home or we would have to go to school. And, of course, we would go to bed at night, and I would be wishing and hoping. Gosh, this reminds me of all the songs that I know, too, wishing and hoping and hoping and wishing. And the next morning we would get up, and the first thing that would go on would be that radio. In fact, my mother would have the radio on as we were coming down the stairs, and we would be glued to that radio. We would be, like, ready to go to school, but ready to take those darn uniforms off, because we then went to parochial school, Holy Spirit Grammar School in Asbury Park, get those darn uniforms off and get on the snow gear. And So when they would announce all the school closings for the day, and they would say, Holy Spirit Grammar School, no school, we'd go, hooray! I came from a really big family. And so there was my brother Billy, and then me, and then my brother Bobby, and we had another brother, but he was in Florida, and for many, many years, and still is. And then we have a brother Jay, and a sister Peggy, and I think that's probably, when I was growing up, it's almost like we had two different families, because there's eight children, and I have some younger sisters that were not even born yet when I was playing out in the snow. But getting back to the snow days, we would get out of those uniforms and we would get on all of our winter gear. And those were the days of the, you know, woolen socks and the boots and gloves that attached to your jacket so you wouldn't lose them, you know, the clip-on gloves and hand gloves and mittens over them that were waterproof and, oh my gosh, scarves and hats and you name it. And we had it. We had all the clothes that you needed to go outside and really have a good time. Now listen, if you hear a little chirping in the background, that's my bird, Buddy, and he's a green-cheeked conure. And he gets excited when I do my shows. And in a minute, if he keeps on making noise, I'll just let him out and then he'll be quiet. And I think that's what he's going to do. So I'm going to let him out. Then he can just sit on my shoulder or on the back. Okay, come on out, you silly boy. There you go. Now he'll be quiet. So out the door. And, of course, my dad was in construction. So when there were really, you know, when there was a lot of snow and it was really freezing out, my dad didn't have to go to work. But he would just disappear. He would be like, I think his big thing was, yay, you know, no work, but like, well, I don't know if he would say yes. My dad was a really hard worker, and he'd be out the door, you know, really early. But he would be, I guess, upstairs and in bed or watching TV, and we'd be out all day. Sometimes he would, like, go out and take his truck and go down and check on his boat, because we always had boats. But we would be outside, I'm telling you, till we were freezing to death. And I'll tell you how we even knew that winter was coming in those days, the first day of winter. Before the first day of winter, my dad would be outside banging and hammering, because we had, like, on our front porch, we had moved from Asbury when I was about 8 years old across the lake to Allenhurst, to Elbron Avenue. And we had, like, French, but I still say, and I did grow up in Asbury, because I was in Asbury every day of my life. I went to school in Asbury, and on the weekends I was in Asbury. And so anyway, we'll get back to the front porch. We had French, the doors, two sets of French doors. One was off of the entrance into our house, which was the living room, and another room, like a little family room. And then on the other side, you'd walk in, there would be the dining room and the kitchen behind that. And my dad would be outside, and he would be banging and hammering, and he would be putting up what was called a storm enclosure, so that we didn't all, you know, drag in, like walk directly from outside into the house, so that we had a place where we could, like, take off our hats and our gloves and our scarves and our coats and shake them out really good, take our boots off before we went into the house. So that's how we knew, okay, winter is coming and it's time for winter sports. Both of my parents were ice skaters and roller skaters. So, and I think I talked about this once before on a show, and I don't remember how it came out, but my dad had a pair of, he was like a speed skater, and he had those skates that, like, went out, oh my God, they had the blades that were like humongous, 2 feet long they looked, like almost skis. But I loved ice skating, and I took ice skating lessons for about 3 years in Asbury at the casino in Asbury Park. And so before I was 8 years old, we would be skating, and I remember having roller skates, those old roller skates that you put on your shoes, you know, that they you'd have a key and you would close them around your shoes. And I remember having ice skates, literally the ice skates that had the two blades in the front and the two blades in the back. And that's how early my mother started us off on ice skating and doing sports. My mother really, you know, valued, I think, that. And that's the exercise that we had in Navy. Come to think of it, she liked it so that we would get out of the house and she could have some peace. She would be with us, of course, you know, when we were ice skating at the lake. But I remember walking up, when we lived on 6th Avenue in Asbury Park, we would walk up to Sunset Avenue, and it would be right off Main Street. You know, there's that big park, and then there's the lake. And the lake was shallow in that area of the lake, and it would always be frozen, and frozen solid. And if it wasn't, there would be red flags everywhere on the lake where it wasn't safe. But most of the time, we had really good cold winters, and we had a lot of skating time. So we'd be out there until our toes were practically frozen off, and then we'd go home for a while and have some hot chocolate, have something to eat, and then go back to the lake and skate some more. One year, my dad and I has passed away. He's been gone for quite a while now. But I remember a big surprise that my dad did for me. And I came out one morning, and I knew he was doing something in the backyard. I didn't exactly know what he was doing, because sometimes we had a garden in the backyard. But he built me a little ice skating rink, and I'll never forget that. He, you know, put all the boards down, and he made it big enough so that I could skate around, and he put the water in there. You know, I don't know how many inches of water. I imagine it had to be at least 6 inches of water. And I skated around, you know, in my backyard, and that was really cool. I had my very own skating rink. We also skated in Allenhurst over at the lake, too, between Allenhurst and West Allenhurst on the north side of the bridge there. That used to freeze pretty good, but that was a deeper lake. But that used to also freeze, and there was a lot of skating that was done on that lake. And even at the nighttime, I remember my dad would come home sometimes, and he would, like, after dinner, get his skates, and he would take us down there, and he would get on the ice and skate. And he loved it. My parents actually met at a roller derby, and I guess that tells you how old I am, but they met roller skating, and my mom was just 16 years old, and they were together their entire lives, and God bless them for that. So that was the beginning of winter. There were lots of other things that we did in the winter, and another thing that we liked to do in the winter was, and that's when we didn't have any ice to skate on, we would stay close to home. And when we were younger, of course, my mother would have us, we couldn't go off of the backyard or the front yard. We couldn't, you know, that was it. So we would go out and we would build snowmen all the time. And, of course, get the carrots and get a carrot for the nose and get raisins and make eyes and, you know, make ears and put a hat on and a scarf and get branches for the arms and legs. And, you know, I have so many fond memories of making snowmen. I only made one snowwoman in my life, and that was many years in my adulthood, and that was in California. And that's a whole story in itself. I was just 45-minute drive from Julian in the mountains. I lived, you know, in San Diego, but we could just drive 45 minutes. And I remember going up in the snow, and there was great packing snow, and we made a woman, and it was really fun, a girlfriend of mine and I. But getting back to the childhood memories, you know, we would make snow angels and have some horrendous snow fights. You know, some of those snowballs could get quite hard if there was ice involved. But we were kind to each other, and I don't remember ever getting hurt. But I remember having a lot of fun and getting very cold and going in and having freezing hands and, you know, warming up. near the radiators, or radiators, however you want to say it, and getting warm enough so that we could, like, venture out into the snow again. I was such an outdoors person. I can remember us going down when we were a little bit older, old enough to go down to the beach, because we were pretty close to the beach, you know, several blocks, I don't know, maybe 5-6 long city blocks. And I can remember seeing the snow up to the waves, practically, you know, 5 inches up to the rain, up to the waves. So I don't know why I remember it being so much colder, but I do believe that it's because of the global warming. I was in San Diego for 28 years, and so I was not, I've just been back here for 6 years, going on 7 now. And I only remember that one winter that we had so much snow, like one snowstorm after another. I think there were 3 really bad snowstorms, and it was, like, incredible. I opened my front door, and the drift was up, like, 4.5-5 feet. I could not get out of my door, either door on my patio or my front door. But back to the fun things that we were doing. I think I covered all of them. The snowball fights and making the angels and the snowmen. And, oh, we had sleds, of course. We definitely had sleds. And we had also those round saucers that you could go down the hills in. We had those. And the skating. And, you know, it was really great. It was really fun to have. And I looked forward. I especially looked forward to the first snowfall, because it was absolutely so beautiful to wake up when we had a heavy snow. I love looking at the first snow if you were awake, but seeing the snow on all of the branches of the trees, I don't think there's anything more beautiful than that. And I know that we're expecting a pretty big snowstorm, supposedly, maybe starting tomorrow night, and we shall see what it brings. But I always take photographs. I took photographs of, I had a huge, I had a table on my patio, and I took pictures, and I had, like, oh, several feet of snow on top, a big dome, and I took pictures of that and sent it to my California friends. And, of course, they were like, oh, my God, come home. What are you doing? Because they can't imagine, like, they can't imagine 18-degree weather. When I talk to my friends and tell them it's 18 degrees, it's 20 degrees, they go, oh, you poor thing. But, you know, growing up here, being a Jersey girl, and I know how to dress, and I definitely layer, and I know how to stay warm, and I have the best, I bought these new boots this year, and they're called Bear Treads. And boy, are they warm. And I got great socks. They're really, really comfortable and warm. And so when I go out, I'm toasty warm. And I make sure I have great gloves and a hat. You know, if your feet and your hands and your head is warm, it's usually a good chance that you're going to stay warm. So for those of you that go out and freeze, you're not dressing right. Excuse me. You've got to learn how to dress. And wool, of course, is the best. You know, I always put, like, insulated underwear on, and then I'll have wool. I don't like real big, bulky clothes. I like vests. So, and I like things that are waterproof in this kind of weather, in the snow. So, anyway, moving on, moving forward about the excitement of the snow. As I got into my teenage years, and these are childhood memories, and I consider teenagers to be children still. I think even at 18, you're still pretty young. And sorry to my grandchildren that are that age and think that they're all grown up. I think there's proof that your brain is still developing at that age. But I remember I got my license late. I got my license when I was 18. And there would be a blizzard going on, and I would be getting dressed, because there was, I graduated when I was, I think, 17 or 18. I guess it was 18. I can't even tell you to be sure. I would have to go back and figure it out. But I would be getting in my car. I had a 66 Mustang that belonged to my sister, and I bought it from her for like $200, I think it was. And I would get in it. It was a great car. I loved that Mustang. And I would get in it, and my father would say to me, "Where the?" And I won't say because I can't. This is a family program, but he would use an expletive that is not appropriate for the show. Where the blank are you going? And I go, "Daddy, I'm going out." And he wouldn't stop me. That's one thing I must say about my parents. They did not stop us from experiencing life. It was like, okay, I remember one of my mother's sayings, and some people might think that this is cruel. Sometimes I would say, "Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Mom." She would go, "Well, you made your bed, now sleep in it." And, you know, in a way, it's true, you know. Grow up in the life of whatever, hard knocks. You sure do learn your lessons that way, I'll tell you that. So I would be getting in my car, and the car was a great car, and it would start in, like, zero weather, that car. It had a 269 engine in it, I think, or 290, I'm not even sure, but anyway, it would start up, and I would take off down Ocean Avenue in a blizzard, and I would go visiting friends, and I'd be gone. I remember one time I called, and I said, "Oh, I'm stuck, I can't get away," and a bunch of kids, we all stayed at this house in Interlaken, and we stayed overnight. Oh, that was a good one. Oh, what a rebel. Yes, I was a rebel for sure from an early age. I guess my parents, although they let me get away with some murder, I think that they did their share of worrying. So I'm sorry. My mom passed away 2.5 years ago, and I'm sure that she did her share of worrying. But that's the way it was, and probably did the same thing to her mom, and I think all children do that. They, you know, it's like all about growing up and detaching and leaving the nest and becoming your own person. Oh, and that's what my show is about, too. It's about childhood memories and what, you know, how they made you who you are today. I want to talk about Interlaken for a minute because I remember such a fabulous, fabulous night. And friends of mine, it was a doctor, a dentist, one of my best friends from grammar school, Michelle Tessier was her name, and her father, I guess, rented or somehow got this sleigh, and it was a horse-drawn sleigh. And we started out from the end of Grassmere Avenue, and I was just fortunate enough to be at the right place at the right time. And we all got into this sleigh, and it was drawn by two horses. And we took this sleigh all the way from down, you know, at the end of Grassmere Avenue, all the way up to Deal Lake and around the lake. And I don't even know where else we went, but back again. And it was like the most wonderful memory. And during this sleigh ride, it started snowing again. And it was like just, it was like a winter wonderland. It was a wonderful, wonderful memory of mine that I will cherish forever. And when I worked in Manhattan for many years, when I lived up in Weehawken and when I was married to my childhood sweetheart, and I loved seeing the horse-drawn chariots that they had in New York City. And it's just very romantic. I'm a hopeless romantic, I think. And it's all those memories that bring me just a warm, fuzzy feeling. And there's nothing like coming in from that kind of an experience and having a nice hot chocolate with whipped cream on top. And being with friends and family and loved ones. And in those days, before you know, the riots, and before JFK was assassinated, and before, you know, there were things that kind of, you know, woke us up to reality that life is not all a bowl of cherries. Life was good. Life was good. I was born in 1946. And, you know, I was like an after-the-war baby. And I just remember life being good, you know? Two chickens in a pot or whatever, and a car in every driveway, and people were hard workers. And I mean, my dad struggled for many years, and he was a family man, a great provider. He provided for us in the best of way. My mother was a stay-at-home mom and had to be, and she did laundry all day long, every day, and cooked wonderful meals. And, you know, I am grateful for all of that. And we grew up, growing up here at the Jersey Shore is, you know, the best of it. Like I used to say, you know, you have everything here. You have the shore, you have the summertime, which is phenomenal, the beach, and you have New York City that is so close, and then you can go south further to Seaside Heights and Lavalette and all of those other places, Wildwood, and it was great. I mean, my dad had boats, so we would always be down at Shark River and be out there on, you know, the boats in the summer. And this is a winter wonderland, you know, solo talk about my memories. And I think that I have covered a lot of my memories, my childhood memories. And I hope that the folks that grew up on the shore have many of those same memories. As my voice gets a little quieter, it's because I'm getting my bird, who's having lots of memories now, too, with his toys. Come on out of there, you. You be a good boy. Be quiet. I'm on the air. I'm on the air, Mr. Buddy. So I can't believe how fast this half an hour has gone, but I want to go through really quick. I have like 4 minutes left. And I have these cards that I go through, and when I have my guests, when I'm do my Hamilton one-hour show with guests, I always have these cards, and I pick one, so I'm going to pick one right now and hope I can come up with a good answer. Have you ever met a celebrity, and who was it? Yes, working in Manhattan, I had the honor of meeting quite a few celebrities. And I also met, well, right here at the shore, many celebrities. So I guess I'm going to talk about who I met, who everybody will love the story. I met on New Year's Eve in 1982, Bruce Springsteen, and it was the grand opening of Clarence Clemens' Big Man West. And my brother was a member of that band. He was the lead guitarist. And my friend Brad Wolf was the drummer. And another friend that I had met in my adulthood was Jeff Levine, and he was the keyboard player, and it was a huge band. And in intermission time, we all went into this trailer, and it was 10 minutes of 12, New Year's Eve. And Bruce came in, and he goes, "Another Ryan girl?" Because there's four of us, but I'm the oldest. I remember saying, "Yeah, but I'm the oldest." I'm like not conceited at all. "I'm the prettiest and the most intelligent." Ha, ha, ha. And so anyway, at the strike of 12, Bruce was single at the time. And he gave me a nice gentlemanly kiss and said, "Happy New Year to you, Nancy." And that was a memory that I will share with you. And it's out of the bag. I didn't share it forever. I'm just sharing it now after all these years, 30-some-odd years later, lots of years later. I only have a few more minutes, so I am going to mention two very important organizations that I support. And one is City of Angels. And it is, you can find it on the web. Just put in City of Angels, and it's a wonderful organization for young teenagers who are learning how to do their own radio shows at hamiltonradio.net. I want to mention helpinghandsofnewjersey.org. Please go on and help them out. They're rebuilding homes. A lot of the money is coming out of the founders' own pocket. Please get involved if you can, because this is what it's all about right now, is rebuilding our Jersey Shore. And I am 100% behind this organization. It's hofnj.org. I want to say thank you to Calvin Schwartz, New Jersey TV, who was my guest on my last show. Calvin, you were absolutely wonderful guest. I enjoyed it so much, and I want to say how much I am looking forward to interviewing my good friend, Vinny Lopez, Vinny Mad Dog Lopez, February 14th at Hamilton Radio. And a big shout-out to Gene, who is the operator of the station. So good night. Have a wonderful time. Dress warm. Stay safe and enjoy this snowstorm. Enjoy it, and please, whatever you do, don't get frostbite. Last year, my brother Billy got frostbitten up in Vermont. He fell asleep and didn't have the proper heating. And so, Billy, take it easy. You got to be playing that guitar of yours. My brother Billy is the guitar man from New Jersey. So stay warm, Billy, in Vermont. He's on his way back to Vermont. Love you all. Peace out. I'm waiting for them to tell me. I have 2 seconds left. And I think that I'll be about off of the air now. Thank you all for tuning in. Until my next show, this is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it, Asbury Park style. Peace out.